EcoRing, the West County ecotourism group that successfully launched the Eco Odyssey low-carbon tour of Sonoma County last month, has another even more long-term project in the works.
We're working on a program to try to turn the original North Pacific Coast Railway right-of-way into a multi-use trail all the way from Sausalito to Duncan's Mills, following the old rail right-of-way where possible. Part of it is already trail, mostly in Marin County. We'd like to see the same in Sonoma County.
As Rick Coates explains, that 84-mile corridor once extended all the way to Casadero, but it hewed close to the inland shoreline of Tomales Bay as it made its way north into Sonoma County.
It goes from Sausalito up to San Anselmo, out to Fairfax and San Geronimo Valley, goes through Samuel P. Taylor State Park. It goes to Point Reyes Station and up along Tomales Bay, eventually turns in at Keys Creek to go to Tomales, from Tomales to Valley Forge, from Valley Forge to Freestone, and from Freestone to Occidental, and then Monterio, and finally down to Duncan's Mills. And originally it went all the way to Casadero as well.
The North Coast Pacific Line began as a freight carrier, Coates recounts, but even a century ago, its appeal to tourists soon took precedence.
At first, it was primarily lumber and produce. Went through a lot of farm areas, so a lot of milk products and meat. Later on, it developed into a tourist train, a famous triangle trip where tourists would come up the coast on that railroad, then take another railroad, the Northwestern Pacific, across to Fulton, and then from there down back to the Bay Area along the rails that actually are being used by SMART.
Service on the narrow-gauge steam line began back in 1874, and the tracks remained in use until they were abandoned in the late 1930s. Some signs of the old line still remain, especially near Tomales Bay, but in many places it is not clear who actually holds title to the one-time right-of-way today. So work is underway to answer that question.
We have a group of 5 graduate students from Dominican University who are in the Green MBA program there, who are actually researching the ownership of the rail right-of-way. After they've finished with that, they're going to determine what kind of a business structure we can put together that can acquire the right-of-way, place easements on it, and then resell the property at near cost and do it all over again and again and again until they have reconstructed the right-of-way.
If and when that can be accomplished, and Coates remains optimistic that it will be, he envisions a renewed people-powered usage of the former tourism triangle.
It would be a world-class trail, would potentially bring tourists all the way from the entire Bay Area. In San Francisco, they could take the ferry across to Sausalito, take bicycles all the way up to the Russian River. And if we ever get the infrastructure along the Russian River, they could take trails across the Russian River to the SMART train and take the SMART train back.
All of this may be years, even decades away. In the meantime, the second Eco Odyssey excursion is on track to happen in Marin and Sonoma counties this coming October. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.